stepping from the flames, a vague shape in the dark, then nothing. Till I found myself standing by the cold remains of our campfire 2 days later.
Major, there are some new techniques that might help us break through your amnesia.
My memories are immune from regression. I can feel them. They're palpable, the smells, the sensation. Everything is known to me, and somehow beyond my reach.
Do you remember anything else?
Very little, save for one disturbing image of giant owl. Pervasive.
A giant owl? A giant owl? How big?
Enough to cloud my mind and memory.
Three triangular scars behind the right ear in perfect proportion.
Major Briggs, exactly what does your work involve?
That information, as I've repeated endlessly to myself, classified. Though the keeping of secrets seems less meaningful to me now. Perhaps there are sources of information that are so important as to transcend the human need to conspire. Information of such weight that pertains not... Oh, God. Is this meant for the soul? My soul?
Major, perhaps you'd better start back at the beginning.
Are you familiar with Project Blue Book?
Yes, sir, I am. The Air Force investigation into the phenomena of unidentified flying objects.
Officially disbanded in 1969. But there are those of us who continue in an unofficial capacity, examining the heavens as before. In the case of Twin Peaks, the Earth below. We are searching for a place called the White Lodge.
Major Briggs?
I've been expecting you.
Now hold on just a minute, fellows.
Colonel Riley's orders.
I don't care what orders you got. This is my station, and Major Briggs happens to be a friend of
mine. Harry. Afraid we will have to continue this discussion at a later date.
Are you sure you want to go with him?
Yeah. Goodbye.
Go ahead, Ernie. It won't bite.
I'll let you know, pal. These men are dangerous thugs. Not that I haven't met plenty of their kind before. Your Renault is a hard man, but I've known men that'll make him quiver.
Ernie, come on. Make the call.
Well, have we set the buy yet?
Trying to. Ernie's a wee bit gun-shy.
Gun-shy? Ernie Niles is as bold as can be. Let me at him. This is suicide, I know. Please, I'm begging you, please. For everybody's sake, please.
Ernie.
Hello. May I speak to Jean Renault, please? Hi, Jean. Yeah, I've got that big out-of-town buy here.
Why do you see?
There was a cat in a tree.
Peace officers' work is never done. Unfortunately for us, my efforts have borne more palatable fruit. I paid the Happy Helping Hand Adoption Agency a visit, where several blue-haired ladies were only too happy to sup from my open palm. Unfortunately, little Nicky's records had been sealed and returned to the orphanage.
We'll never know what really happened to little Nicky's parents.
Courage, Andrew. Do not despair, dear boy. Next stop, that selfsame orphanage. And little Nicky's records within.
We should tell them.
This, dear boy, is strictly a man's job. Lucy. Any luck?
I checked the personals columns in every national newspaper on the list, and I didn't see anything that looked like a chess deal or find any mention of the name Wyndham Earl. I'm sorry.
More coffee?
You bet.
Is everything all right, Ed?
Couldn't be better. This is for you.
For now.
Bye-bye.
Come on, Leo. That's a good Leo.
Each day brings a new beginning. And every hour, promise of heaven.
It was your turn to feed him, Bobby.
To love.
I gotta practice.
Football season is over.
Baseball. Our national pastime.
Fine. You can clean when you get back.
I ain't coming back.
What?
You're looking at Ben Horn's brand new boy. Do the words golden opportunity mean anything to you? This is my big break, Shelley. You don't think I have anything better to do than give Leo Johnson a bubble bath?
What about me, Bobby? Do I not have anything better to do?
Not that I can think of.
Bobby? Bobby! Bobby!
Savings account.
Only $12, James.
Well, whatever's left. And send it care of me to Wally's. It's this bar out on 96.
Look, are you in trouble?
No, I really can't talk about it.
James?
Listen, I really can't talk right now.
Okay,
we'll talk about it soon.
Take care.
Yeah.
Call soon.
Okay, bye.
Long distance.
Twin Peaks.
You homesick, James?
No.
Tell me about Twin Peaks.
There's nothing to say.
You could start with why you left. It was a woman, as I recall. Now you said it was a few of them.
I loved a girl who died. Her name was Laura. I thought I knew her, but I didn't. I guess nobody did.
Sorry.
My life used to make sense, you know? I didn't like it all the time, but it was mine. And I felt like it belonged to me. And then Laura died. And my life belonged to something else. To Laura. And no matter what I did, or how much I like tried to help, another girl got murdered. And I just wanted to get on my bike and ride away. Take off, just go as far from Twin Peaks as the thing will take me.
I know the feeling, James. I know the feeling.
Why do you let him hurt you?
Jeffrey's leaving. I need you. Will you help me?
What do you mean?
I need your help.
Very good, sir.
Good morning, Mike Nelson.
Oh, Lord.
You want to share a soda? How about a nice big piece of cherry pie? Two forks.
Mrs. Hurley, Nadine, I want my own piece of cherry pie. In fact, I want two pieces of cherry pie by myself.
Okay. Meatloaf.
No, cherry pie and coffee. In fact, I want 16 cups of coffee. I don't want to talk with you. I don't want to walk with you. I don't want to see you. I don't want to know you. Is that clear enough to understand? Or do I need a court order to get my point across?
Mike Nelson, you are the handsomest boy I've ever known. And I would really like it if you and I could go out on a date. I'm sorry. Sometimes I can't help myself.
Hey, Norma. Where are you going?
Oh, I have to run some errands.
It's a little early for errands, isn't it? We still got most of the breakfast crowd.
Just you and a kitchen full of scrambled eggs. I'll be right back. Just think of it as a test, Hank.
I'll do that.
Sorry.
What happened? What the hell are you doing here?
This is my home.
Home? After everything Catherine's done to you?
I have no choice.
Josie.
Oh, go home.
Josie, let me take care of you.
No.
Please.
Listen, I'm safe here. And when I'm here, you are safe too.
No.
stop. Look at me. I'm Catherine's maid. I'm no good for you.
You are good for me.
General Stuart and his cavalry. He's coming, sir. Damn his eyes. He's coming, sir.
Daddy.
I know it. He's coming. He had better be.
Daddy.
For all our sakes. Because the enemy, we meet the enemy here. And we meet him before morning. We meet him
Daddy.
Here.
What are you doing?
There's a war going on, darling.
A war?
A war between the states.
Daddy, I think you need some help.
No, no. I'm all right, darling. I just need a little time. This is a very important day.
Yes, Daddy, this is a very important day. We're gonna save the business. You and I.
Darling.
Yes, Daddy.
You are standing on General Stuart. General Lee! General Lee! Yes, sir. Old Jeb! He's come. Oh! I don't need any more wagons. I want my eyes and my ears beside me. Give me General Stuart!
This is Audrey. Look, I need you to get me Jerry Horn.
And ready the good men.
It's an emergency.
For the Alabama 15th.
No, Ma, I didn't figure we have to just... What? Come on in. You first.
Okay. Do the last thing I think of when I go to sleep at night. And you're the first thought on my mind when I get up in the morning. I know this world is going to pieces. And it feels like it's designed to keep us apart. But we love each other, Ed. I want to be with you. I want to be with you no matter what happens. Ed. Ed, your turn.
Later. Ouch! Will you mind the chest hair, will you?
You're sweating like a pig, Mr. Niles.
Oh, thanks a lot. Huh? That's nervous perspiration, man. Hyperhidrosis. It's a childhood condition. I didn't notice until the war. Korea, remember that, do you? I was leading a battalion up towards the 49th parallel. We were just a bunch of fresh-faced kids. I didn't know what kind of hell we were stepping into.
Ernie, I want you to focus on the here and now. Repeat your instructions to me step by step.
Okay. I take Denise up to Dead Dog Farm. I introduce her to Renault.
Right.
I take Renault through the buy. Complete the transaction and get the hell out of there, huh?
Good. Harry, that's when you come in. By golly, I sure wish I could join you fellas. But I've temporarily lost my enforcement franchise.
I bet.
Well, I've been giving that some thought. Consider yourself deputized. The Bureau's loss is my gain.
I hope I can live up to this.
He's done. You might want to towel him off before we go.
Oh, come on. How long will it take you guys to storm the farmhouse after I complete the buy?
You go out, we come in.
Can I ask you a question?
What, Ernie?
Don't make me do this. This isn't my line of work. I'm a coward. I don't do this kind of thing. I'm a CPA.
Ernie.
Just a momentary lapse. I'm okay. I'm cool. Let's go do it, huh?
Where's Denise?
You haven't seen her?
You can call me Dennis. Oh, I don't know. Somehow it seemed more appropriate. What do you think?
Our investigation must proceed sub rosa. We may have to pick the lock. Tricky business. Voila. We enter.
Where is everybody?
Lunch. Here we are, the case files. N. 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 Nails. Nestor. Netherby. Needleman. Nicholas Needleman, our little Nicky.
We can read it in the car.
Oh, patience, Andrew.
Dick?
Usual background information. Birthplace. Initial adoption. First of several, it seems.
Dick.
Ah, the plot thickens. Where are thy secrets, little Nicky?
Dick. Hi.
We're the Brunstons. I know we're a little early, eh? It's just that we're so darn eager to see him. Can we see him? Where is Donnie?
Little Donnie is dead. Hey! Dead tired, I mean. I'm afraid little Donnie, he isn't feeling up to snuff.
Well, he was in perfect health only yesterday.
Dick. Just a minute. Would he? Let me finish helping these good people. Now, where were we?
Ed? Ed, it's Donna.
I need your help, Ed.
Well, what can I do for you, honey?
Well, I've been looking for James. He hasn't been in school. No one's seen him at the diner. I even went by his house, but I can't find him.
Well, listen, James is fine. He called. He asked me to send him some money in care of a bore out on 96. We didn't talk long. That's all I know.
I'll take it to him.
Well, what about your folks?
I'll explain. They'll understand.
Okay.
Thanks, Ed. I have to get going.
I'll call.
We have a lot to talk about.
Things we do for love.
Eddie, I'm home. Oh. Look out. You!
Don't you worry about a thing, baby.
Nadine will take care of everything. Oh.
Colonel Chamberlain and the 20th Maine were trapped at the summit of Little Round Top. Now, his only chance is to maneuver his left flank down the hillside like a swinging gate. But we were waiting for him, Bobby. And Chamberlain's desperate maneuver ended, Bobby. Failure.
Mr.
Little Round Top, Bobby, was ours. From that vantage point, we were able to roll back the federal lines, setting the stage for Pickett's mighty charge, Bobby. And victory!
Victory. Hooray.
General Meade, you have suffered an ignoble defeat, and I accept your unconditional surrender.
Okay. Tell you what, Mr. Horn, I'm gonna go and talk to President Lincoln first, okay? So you just wait right here and... I'll get back to you on this whole surrender thing. Okay, gotta go. Don't want to keep the president waiting.
Sir!
Baby, I got some good news and I got some bad news. The bad news is that your old man just bought a condo in Flip City. The good news is that he's about to win the Civil War.
I know. Uncle Jerry said he was coming home on the next plane. Dr. Jacoby said he would come over tomorrow. I think Daddy needs an injection. God, we gotta help him.
Don't worry, baby. Bobby's on the case.
Don't call me baby.
My demise? Well, you go ahead. You laugh. You defeated me as I have defeated General Meade.
It's true. I did come here to gloat. You double-crossed me. You tried to kill me. And I wanted to bury you so deeply that future generations would unearth and exhibit your remains. Slimy rat bastard, Americanus. Do not feed. Do not trust.
I suppose that, I'm not that trustworthy.
Despite everything I know about you, I find myself here with you. Wanting you.
You can't be serious. Mm-hmm.
Horrifying as it seems, I can't escape it. You. You made my body hum.
kiss me, General Lee.
On to victory!
Hurry up, Jim. Champagne's getting warm.
Don't call me Jim. All right.
James, what?
You may look. Any place you want to go?
Jeffrey will be home by midnight. Doesn't leave us a lot of time.
Well, I'll take what we can get.
It's a deal. To handsome strangers and rebuilt engines. You know, I never thought I'd see it drive again. You're a miracle worker.
No, honest.
You're being too modest. Oh, go on. You deserve it. You're strong and you're kind. You have a wonderfully honest face, James. Don't laugh. It's quite rare. Every time I look at you, I could tell exactly what you're thinking.
Well, I better be careful about what I'm thinking.
Don't be too careful. Not on my account. So what are your plans?
I don't really have any plans.
Where will you go?
I don't know.
James, don't.
What?
I don't want you to leave. Give me some more time, James. I can think of 100 reasons for you to stay.
You don't want to wait for Hank. I mean, he told me this morning he wanted to be in on all of this. You know, I think we should wait a minute.
Talk without him. Oh,
whatever you say, though.
May I?
You're sweating.
Something wrong?
You're sweating? No, it's hyperhidrosis. It's a childhood condition.
Everything warm at the top, you know. Contracted yellow fever. The effects are vicious. You know, sweating is one of the more socially unacceptable.
Sit down, Ernie. Take a deep breath.
And socially unacceptable.
Everything seems to be in order. You think we can hurry this up? I got a plane to catch.
Jean, take a look. His shirt is smoking.
Wire's dead.
Cooper!
Fox.
Cooper!
Coop.
Came from me, Harry.
I want safe passage to the border.
First, release the hostages.
We're at cross purposes, Cooper.
We'll kill you if you don't.
And everybody dies.
No. We'll trade.
Trade?
Ernie Niles and Agent Bryson for me.
Coop.
Backup.
State police?
Call them in.
Lucy, it's Hawk.
Pass me through to the state police.
How's our baby boy?
Sound asleep, dreaming of love.
Lucky, lucky, lucky boy. Lucky.
Moved him to the center room.
Andy, keep steady.
We're deputies.
Sharpshooters.
Let's deal and let's run.
Will they let us run, Agent Cooper?
No.
So you think they will deal? Suggest we do.
Surrender.
Okay.
Are you crazy?
No. But first we must decide to give up quietly or to kill him.
Then we both die.
I know.
Is my death so important to you?
My two brothers died. I hold you responsible.
Why?
Well, before you came here, Twin Peak was a simple place. My brothers dealt up to the teenagers and the truck drivers. One night Jack welcomed the businessman and the tourists. Quiet people live a quiet life. Then, a pretty girl died. A new arrive, and everything changed. My brother Bernardo shot and left to die in the woods. A grieving father smothered my remaining brother with the pillow. Kidnapping, dead. Suddenly, the quiet people, they're quiet no more. Suddenly, the simple dream become the nightmare. So, if you die, maybe you will be the last to die. Maybe you brought the nightmare with you. And maybe the nightmare will die with you.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about. But I do know we've got a damn problem here. And if you're not gonna solve it, I will. Sean.
What?
Take a look at this. You order any food?
No. No, 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 no. Let her come. Let her come. It's just a girl.
Hello. Supper time. Yes. Me. Don't I know you?
Denise?
It was just my legs. Thank Sheriff Truman. It was his idea.
Here he is, Truman.
Well, sometimes you gotta improvise.
He's dead.
Bye. Bobby? Bobby, this isn't funny. Bobby? Leo?
Shelley.
The bomb. What do you mean bomb? Start at the beginning, Lucy.
But it didn't say which woods. Then all of a sudden there was this huge explosion and all the lights went out. So then I called the fire department.
Good work, Lizzie.
Was there a fire?
Two of them. First there was one at the power station. But most of the ones are fire.
I'm gonna go check on the generator. Something's not right.
Okay. So?
We're playing bingo, so it took a while to get everybody together.
Excuse me, Lizzie.
Then there was the big explosion I told you about, which sounded like it was right upstairs when we all got out of here. Well, it turned out to be a transformer on the pole right behind and above the building. Well, we had to wait before we came back inside because it was shooting sparks everywhere. We're afraid that the station was going to catch on fire too, but it didn't.
That's right.
Suspicious in nature. That's what Chief Kipple said. He was suffering from smoke inhalation at the time, so he sounded a little hoarse.
You should hear his cough. I'm going to make it some chicken soup.
Harry?
Yeah, Coop.
You better take a look at this alone.
You see, we're here.
Good Lord. Who is it?
I don't know. It's a chess game. Windham Earl's next move.